Amen. Stand up with your Bible. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 for a text. Second Corinthians chapter 6, 14 to 18. If you are with me, we pick it for a text. And let's be very, very reverent. Wherever you are, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part are he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, that's my emphasis, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Please be seated and be seated reverently. Thank you. We are continuing with the message I introduced last Sunday. Separation to unite. Separation to unite. The emphasis here, wherefore, verse 17, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And why it is important that we bring this kind of exhortation at this moment in time is because of things that we see going on right before our face. The battle between light and darkness. Gross darkness is engulfing the world. Gross darkness. The devil is in an agenda to take over the whole world. And no wonder Jesus Christ had to say this in Luke chapter 12. Can we open it? Luke chapter 12 and verse 54, 55 and 56. And he said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straight away you say, there cometh a shower. And so it be. And so it is. All this weather station, those who predict accurately the weather condition for the day, they can even forecast 1 year to come. And in verse 55, and when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat. And it cometh to pass. Then he said, you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? Can't you see that something is about to happen in this world? Amen. Something is about to happen. Gross darkness is taking over the whole world. And the unfortunate thing there is that this darkness is going to the area of our concern. The darkness is entering the church. Not entering, has entered the church. Church, listen. Salvation is about a marriage between Christ and his bride. And every marriage that will be successful, a successful marriage, must start with separation. When you go to marriage ceremonies and it's time to make speeches, almost everyone that will give advice to the bride and the bridegroom, you always hear them make this statement. Make sure there is no third party in your marriage. Make sure you stay between you and your wife, between you and your husband. Solve your matter between you. Then God himself, the word of God, said it himself in Ephesians chapter 5. Let's read it. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31 and verse 32. For this cause, marriage is the reason why a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Verse 32. He added, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. If a man will leave his father and mother and to be joined together with his wife to become one, then you also understand that the Christian faith calls for total separation so that you can be united with your spiritual husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he calls it a great mystery. Great. It's a great mystery. It's a great mystery because unless God causes you to understand, you will just begin to be like men who will marry their wives and they are still living in their father's house. Their father and mother are still living under his roof. You are not a man if you are married and you are still living with your father and mother in their house. Ask brother, they still stay with your papa, with your wife? If they fear to ask him, ask him. That's no marriage. That's no marriage. There will be interference. There will be distractions. There will be no freedom. Hallelujah. Because there was a young man that the wife came to me like that. Came to me and from needing comfort, she was fed up with the relationship and she wanted to pack and go. And I had to send for the husband to come. And we were talking in my office. I discovered that they were still living in their family home where he was living before he married her. How do you expect that woman to have peace in that house? Even if it is half a room somewhere, half, where only mat can be there. Now you get, and now you and your wife. From there, God will bless you, and now will expand and have your peace. And the young man say, "I forgot now, just some money. I'm just looking for some money." It was so bad that I had to pledge. I said, okay, go and look for the accommodation. You will bring half. I will bring half. I will give you half so that your marriage can be saved. That's how that problem was resolved. Praise God. There must be separation. You cannot come to Christ and then come with your old identity like that. All your past influences, you carry it and just add Christ on top. You are not yet ready for marriage with Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, why did he say, come out of her, my people? From the beginning, from the Garden of Eden, immediately, Satan did what he did to spoil God's program. Satan did it from the Garden of Eden, the process of separation of God's children from the children of the devil started. So that you will know what I'm emphasizing here this afternoon. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because salvation generally is about separation. That is what salvation is all about. He came to remove his own from the ones that are not his own. And the foundation of God stands sure. The Lord knoweth those that are his own. For not all Israel are of Israel, and not all Christians are of Christ. You must understand that. Because it's not everyone that came, every human being that came out of the womb of Adam's wife, Eve, that belonged to Adam. And that's why Adam gave her the name Eve, mother of all living. But Adam is not the father of all living, because Adam knows his own. In the same vineyard that the owner of the farm planted his own good seed, legitimate seed, while Adam was sleeping somewhere, the enemy came and planted his own in the same womb, in the same farm, in the same field, the womb of Eve. That is the parable in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Let's read it. And Apostle Paul called it a mystery. Hallelujah. Now in Matthew chapter 13. Please read it. Let's read it very carefully. Verse 24. Another parable put it forth. See, sometimes scripture you read always. Don't ever make the word of God be too familiar with you until when they say open, you say, okay, Matthew, now wait and dance. Okay, I know. Sometimes you think you know. Until the light of God will shine deeper. And you will know even better than you knew before. That is the interesting about the word of God. So you understand something here. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sow a good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then had it tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first, the tares. Who are those to be gathered first? Are we together? It's a very interesting parable. That is the mystery of iniquity. He said, gather you first. Take note that he said he should leave them, let both of them grow together. I hope you know it is the church. If you understand, let me see your hand up. Oh, put down your hand. Some people don't understand. This parable is the church. Jesus was telling his disciples the future condition of the church. The good seed that was planted with the unadulterated word of God that he delivered to our apostolic fathers, that produced the old, the New Testament Bible. But after those apostles died, the same way like it happened in the Garden of Eden. Church, listen. He said, listen to the message I preach. Why you must be born again. And the mystery of iniquity, the doctrine of the serpent seed. Listen, church. It's interesting if God grants you understanding of salvation and you see you can place yourself in the positive side. It's exciting. Don't be a religious person. On Sunday, we go church now. On Sunday, we go church. Then when you finish the church now, it's finished. You believe you have fulfilled all righteousness. You have finished. If that is all you know, that's some of you, today you came late because you were looking for where you kept your Bible since last Sunday. And it's a shame on you. That is evidence you have no relationship with God. And Christianity is about relationship. You don't have a relationship with God. How can you walk with Him? That's the problem. Hallelujah. There is something, and there are some statements that Brother Maduka was making. You people saw that guy. He was jumping. He will jump and jump and shout and scream and shout. He will make a statement that is exciting him. And then some of us that we are flowing, knowing the meaning of that statement, at the back there, we were shouting with him. Others, there is a song the angels cannot sing. Amazing grace. See, hallelujah. The bride has her language. Hallelujah. And the truth about it is that some of you are in this church, all that you catch is the gift. All that excites you is when the gift is in operation. And that is why some of you here, and they plenty, can pray. Every mountain in Osun State, you know it. You know every mountain where you go and pray, but you don't know any verse that you can place yourself in the scripture. That's not Christianity. And you are in a church that is founded on the word of God. Let me quickly tell you that the attraction in this church is not the gifts. We know that. Gifts abound nyafu nyafu everywhere. But they are all blind to God's divine agenda. Now, Cosmos made a statement. He said, the deep calling to the deep. He said, there is a deep to respond. Then when he said it, he shouted, hallelujah, and he was jumping. The people were looking at him, waiting the man to talk. We joined him there, we were shouting, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if the same spirit I have is in you, when I say something by that spirit that I have that is in you, there will be a response. That is the meaning of deep, calling to the deep. And it's a deep to respond. If you don't have the spirit I have, you're going to vex. But if you have the spirit I have, it will be saying amen, because before I say it, you have already had it in the spirit. I'm going to sit down as if they gum you to your seat. As if you shout, they will drive you out of the church. Feel free, express yourself. If your neighbor, no one to make you change his seat. That is what excites me. The revelation of the word. Hallelujah. Do you know what produces humility in Christianity? It is the amount of the word of God, knowledge you have, that weighs you down. It breaks you down. It weighs you down. You can't help but to be humble by the depth and the knowledge of the word that you have. When you see somebody doing like this, he's empty. He's empty. He's empty. Nothing inside. Oh, glory be to God. People don't like the way I talk, but I will talk. I will preach. I want to preach. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was trying to emphasize the fact. I remember now. I was trying to emphasize the fact that, number one, catch this fact that the church of Jesus Christ is liking, is in fact, what happened in the Garden of Eden, in God's own divine agenda to fulfill his sovereignty, was a shadow of what will happen between Christ and his church. See it? See the characters in the Garden of Eden. We had God the Father. We had Adam. We had Eve. We have serpents. Praise God. Of course, we know who was behind the serpent. There are two spirits and two human beings in the Garden of Eden. The Spirit of God and Satan himself. We have Adam and Eve, one family, and then we had the serpent. Now, come to the church. You know we have three symbolic women in the Bible. And so therefore the church is a woman because it has a womb. Praise the Lord. It has a womb. And you plant a seed in a womb, what will it produce? Hallelujah. It will produce more of the source of that seed, the origin of that seed. And the seed that is planted in the womb of the church, the Bible calls that seed an incorruptible seed. And that seed is the word of God. And that's why Apostle John said that he that is born of God does not commit sin. The reason is because he said because his seed remained in him and he cannot sin because that sin abides in him. Because if you were born again by the seed of the word of God, there are some of us that are born again not by the seed of the word of God but by the seed of the word of man. Hallelujah. And that is corruptible. But if it is the seed of the word of God, it stays in you. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not see. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When that seed is in you, even if you backslid, it is that seed that haunts you. No peace. No rest. You go back to your old self. That thing will be haunting you, tormenting you, tormenting you. No peace. You sleep. No peace. While you are doing it, you are condemning yourself. Something is condemning you until you come back. That's why we say his own will never be lost because the seed that brought him forth is in him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we have the same God, the Father, as far as the church is concerned, and we have the last Adam. The Bible describes Jesus Christ as the last Adam. And we are new creation in Christ. The second creation in him. Adam was the father of the first creation. He died. And God had to bring forth another generation. This time through another Adam. Hallelujah. And to let you know, it is Adam. The first Adam, his wife was taken from his side when he was put to sleep. The second Adam, the last Adam, he said last because after him there will be none again. He also was hanging on the cross on Calvary. And people did not know what God was speaking of when he allowed that Roman soldier to pierce his side. Blood and water. Hallelujah. Gush out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It was the birth of his wife, the church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he came and he left his seed to produce more of Christians. More of Christ. For we are destined to be conformed into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your papa born you, you must resemble your papa one way or the other. That's our destiny. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But while Adam slept, the enemy came and dropped the seed in that same womb that Adam, Eve was a womb, was the field prepared for Adam to sow his seed and bring forth after his kind. Satan was interested in that same womb. He had his own agenda. Anointed that animal. Went to the same womb and dropped his own seed also. And all of them are claiming Eve to be their mother. Is it not true? Is she not the mother? Is she not the mother of Cain? Hallelujah. But Cain was not the son of Adam. It is an enemy that went and planted him there. And why didn't God cut off Cain? No. Leave them all to grow together for the past 6,000 years until the harvest time. There's going to be a harvest time where God will come and take his own from this earth. It's not every human being you see that came from God. Okay, let me use Adam, because all life comes from God. Even Satan came from God. Not all human beings came from Adam. That's the correct language. And God is only interested in the children of Adam. But it was corrupted. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. For 6,000 years, he said, let them grow together until harvest time, until the end of his program. So it looks as if Satan has won. And it was a type also of the church. Amen. And the same thing also, when the church of Jesus Christ started, the Bible says that Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light. And that his ministers also disguised as preachers of righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says so. So Satan has his ministers. Serpent was a minister of Satan. And it is the assignment that the anointing on them is been given to them for that they will perform it. Amen. He came to the same church using false ministers and also planted his own seed there. Therefore, there are two groups of people in the church. Those product of the true seed and product of the seed of discrepancy. William Branham titled it the seed of discrepancy. The seed of error. Now this is what he said. Hallelujah. Verse 30. Because he said something in verse 29. I've explained that verse several times before. He said, but he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Why did he say so? That in the course of rooting out the tares, you are going to root out also the wheat. The reason is that by the influences of the tares, genuine children of God will be influenced and they will begin to act like tares. Because of association. That's why there must be a separation. There will be a separation first. But he said, let them both grow together till end time. Because at the end time, hallelujah, every fruit will be ripe. You won't make a mistake again when you are going for the harvest, because at harvest time, every root will be ripe. I mean, fruit will be ripe. So, to separate will be easy. A worldly church may be pretending now to be a holy church. Wait! After some time, you will know whether it is a holiness church or is a worldly church. Leave them first. They are all quoting Bible, quoting Bible. Very soon, they will leave Bible and give heed to seducing spirits. Hallelujah. Very soon, he said, Apostle Paul said, wait, concerning this waiting period, he said, Christ will not come until there come a fall away first. That is, those things that he's preaching, People will leave it. But for now, everybody is following, including Simon the sorcerer. Simon the sorcerer is enjoying revival, but he's a sorcerer. And he has been baptized in the name of Jesus. But he's a sorcerer. Wait, time will show that he is a sorcerer. And the reason why he remains a sorcerer is because that is where he is from. He was only looking for more power to add to his sorcery. When he saw a power that was higher than his, he was going to the ministry for what he will eat. Wait, time will show. Now, men are ordaining their wives as pastors. It wasn't like that when they started. Every seed will soon show who he is. When the Bible is against it, people are charging to pray for people. People are charging, selling anointing, selling their gifts. It was not so when they started. Wait, let them grow. Then you will see Kurokuro. Now, even if you don't know Bible, everybody, you know, all this abracadabra they do in the television, showing everywhere, everyone, even if you don't know beyond John 3:16, you know that thing is not of God. You know, because there is no message following it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And because we announced last week that we are opening up churches, when we talk, people fail to hear us. Listen to what we are saying. Listen. Judge me by what I say. Quote me when you see me deviating from what I say. I am speaking. My ministry is by a revelation. Hallelujah. God has his witnesses in every generation. No matter how dark the place is, he still had 7,000 that didn't bow. So don't be surprised. Don't condemn me and say, it's a matter of time, I will soon go like that. I have been preaching this for the past 17 years as a pastor. And I was preaching it before I became a pastor for 8 other years. Since 1990. I have not changed. Person, whenever I changed for 17 years, when I didn't have food to eat, I was sending nyanga 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 nyanga. I could not pay my house rent. I was sending nyanga 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 nyanga. Now, where some of them, they buy me clothes now. Someone had to give me an offering. Now where I get hope, now I go relax. Say what happened. I will say it harder than before. So when I say we are going to open up churches, I didn't say we're opening up denominational branches. Amen. We are having so many response from all over the world. Was in my branch when I went and ordained them in Italy. I ordained them in Germany, in Spain, in Amsterdam, Holland. When I went to Satellite and what, Ojo, and ordained the pastor there. I went also somewhere in the Gondo area. Boboye's friend, Asha, he got to her. Was it my branch? It's not my branch. We are going the apostolic way. Hallelujah. We are going the apostolic way. We will go to the east. Amen. We will go there and gather the bride in the east. And we shall put a pastor there over them. Amen. He's not going to send his tithe and offering to us. We are not going to tell him what to preach. Because Jesus himself has given all of us what to preach. He is our general overseer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How can you justify this? That you go about preaching and you open people's eyes and they cannot fit into any of these commercial houses called churches around them. So where do you want them to go? So you leave them to stay with television, Abby? Then they never take light. They are out of fellowship. Then they have problems. They cannot have a pastor to relate with. No. If the apostles did like that, would the gospel reach you here today? And we have so much demand. Now, there are a lot of inter-message churches all over the country, outside the country. But people who believe through our own channel here, the television, there is something they saw here. And when they go to some of these funny inter-message churches around them, they see something different. And they are saying, no, this is not like the one that produced us. They call me, imagine, we directed one, Pastor Francis, you must have directed him to somewhere in Enugu. And a woman called me. Immediately they got there, they saw first and foremost that the sisters there don't cover their hair. Well, I have told you, almost all inter-message churches that I know in Nigeria don't cover hair. Please, if you go, leave them with their wahala. You walk within your revelation and leave them. Then, the next thing was, they asked the pastor, why don't you cover her? He said, that is a denominational doctrine. Okay. I know that Pentecostal churches don't cover their hair. So I can as well tell them that they are not covering their head because they are denominational Pentecostals. Praise the Lord. Now listen. Then the man began to preach and say that Brother Abraham said we should not keep television. And the people, they believe through television. And you are telling them television is of the devil. Now they are calling me, what should they do? What will they do? So you see, that is God's own way of letting us know that we should send ministers and then we cannot all be gathered here. See how many they were. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the same thing that happened in the church general, each time God moves, Satan will go and plant his own. Even in this end time move that God used with Abraham, the seven star messenger, fulfilling Revelation chapter 10, 7, and Malachi chapter 4, verse 6b. That same move, tears are there also. But there is going to be a separation. And so, in the next verse, amen. Hallelujah. Verse 36. He gave the interpretation. Matthew 13, verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And the disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, see the interpretation of that parable now. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. And who is the Son of Man? Oh, if you are following, say it loud. Thank you. You are a class now. I'm a teacher. Verse 38. The field is what? Is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. Now listen carefully, because when I read the field is the world, I was a little bit confused until I read further. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And when you say angels, you are talking of servants of God, messengers of God. And there are celestial angels and there are terrestrial angels. Every minister of God is a servant of God. He is an angel of God. An angel is a servant. Verse 40. An angel is a servant, a messenger of God. Verse 40. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. Now verse 41 made that verse 38 clearer for me. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, his servants, and they shall gather out of his kingdom. That is where it became clear that he's referring to the church. The church is God's own kingdom on earth, where he is ruling. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and the angels shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, I shall cast them into a furnace of fire in the white throne judgment. In Revelation chapter 20, that will be fulfilled. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who had ears to hear, let him hear. Do you know why he ended? Who had ears to hear? Because that parable is certain. That as you gather tares from a farm and set fire on them, there are people that will be rooted out of the church of Jesus Christ and put in the lake of fire. Let you who have ear to hear. Now hear. Hallelujah. And he achieves it by sending his reapers. And those reapers, what are they to do? He said, they are to gather all that offend out of his kingdom. Remember, he said, he will send his angels and they will gather the tares first. And this gathering has been going on. The tares are gathering in bundles. They are gathering in bundles. All of them left their mama, the Protestant churches, the Protestant from the Catholic Church. But are they not all uniting back to him now? Do you see them fighting the Pope again? Now let me read the news. Do you see any Protestant church fighting the Roman Catholic Church? Suddenly, every nation formed their Christian association. Association is a bundle. It is bundling time. The bundle began. We are one. Is it not Jesus we are calling? No, but the same Jesus when they call before when our protest come out. The reason why you left the Catholic Church, has it changed? When did you discover that you were one? And they started small, small. Little groups. Christian Association of Nigeria. Christian Association of Ghana. Christian Association of Cameroon. When they started, At the time they started, the Pentecostal that still had small life, they said, like me and select to be one. They refused to join. They refused to join. But you can't help it. It is a ministry. It is a move of God. He said he will send his reapers. Who are these reapers? They are these mighty men of God that have so much respect with large followership, gathering them all with their influences. They are reapers. They are angels of God. They are servants of God to gather the tares. Ah. You see why I can never be part of any denominational system. I know better. I know your papa, I know your mama, I know where you're coming from, I know where you're going. By the mercy of God. If not for his mercy, you know the title I would have been bearing now. And you know where my wife would have been sitting somewhere now. And all of you will be coming to bow before her mommy. All those brothers. Mommy. I would have been answering Reverend Doctor. I would have had my Bible school producing my minister, school of prophets. Producing prophets. By now, I will have branches all over the world. Yes, now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will have my dress. Don't be this kind of clutter for wear now. Eh? I will have worn something that you don't need introduction for you to know that that is the anointed man of God. I will have been hanging a very big cross upon my big belly when not the fast. It will be resting on my stomach. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. For the reaching of our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. As with victory is ours, we are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Original Christianity back there. Hallelujah. He said, who has ear to hear? Because he added and said, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Because there will be people that thought they were serving God, only to discover they were serving a God that didn't even know them. Instead of serving God, they were serving church. They were serving their church. Very easy to know them. You talk against their church, they'll finish you. As I preach now, somebody they listen to me somewhere and I go, they vex. This man they condemn. He's not listening to what I am saying. He's looking at it as a condemnation. Instead of him to lay there for his eyes to open and see something he's into that he will regret later. Now that there is a way of escape for him to escape, he will not. They are there like a chicken. Listen, church. When you find this church for fight, for look, for God making you to know this ministry, this bride assembly ministry, for just let you know, give a special thanksgiving to him. Because you don't know where God has taken you to. And where he is intending to take you to. That he's passing through this way to take you there. And I can assure you, we will never lower down the gospel. I told God, even yesterday in my prayer, Lord, if you will see me trying to deviate, take me away fast. Take me away, kill me, let me die. Than to mess up along the way. Like, this heaven, I must go. Me, I go. I don't know who else, but for me, this heaven, if you reach there, if you don't see me, look where I did. Now people too many, that's why. Look where, shout my name, I will appear. You will see me there. You will see me there. Praise the Lord. When you come to this ministry, your song should be, open my eyes. That I may see
glimpses of truth,
glimpses
of truth
thou hast for
place in my hands,
place in my heart, that wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me
free.
Oh, silently now I wait for thee.
Ready, my God.
Ready, my God.
I will
open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Renew spirit divine.
Spirit divine. Amen. The word of God is a light. We were the priest to expose all of you. All of you that Satan planted here. Hallelujah. All of you, because one sister was telling me yesterday how one brother will say, Ingo Mariam, from one prayer group. He said, the brother, they pray where? Hey, someone say, Ingo Mariam. I know the sister is here now. They hear me. A daughter of God. The elect can never be deceived. He said, the brother, they pray, where? He can't go visit them. Now the man won't rape him. He said, is he not what brother, Pastor Moses? I said, hey, forget that the way Pastor Moses they talk. For inside the church, oh, Inside the church. Yeah. Brother Assembly, oh, I don't say anywhere. Here. Praise God. Do you think that person was planted here by God? And remember, tears also have anointing. The rain that fall on the just and the unjust. They are gifted. They are on fire. That is why he said, wait, let them grow together. Hallelujah. There are people that are in this church taking communion, married, then they have girlfriend outside. Brothers. For this church, oh, how I know? I am a pastor. And they hear things. My own, not before spirit, and they hear them. And they hear them physical. And I see so with my eye. Single brother, single sister. You know why I am consoled? I am consoled because my ministry is not just for people sitting down here. Those it is meant for, it is having effect. 3 days ago, a woman was calling me from Sapele. She said that they came across this station. They left their church. He said, one day she came back and met her husband crying. Why are you crying? He said, hey, we are finished. I heard Pastor Moses. If you say, I know the thing where you talk now, the mistake where we make, we for not make up. He was living with a woman, he had not paid her bride price. And then he had me taking a teaching on that. And he was there crying for God to have mercy. And then told the wife, let us make a vow that we will not touch each other until I have paid your bride price. And the two of them agreed and made that vow. From hearing what Pastor Moses was preaching on television, you call. And they preached, they said, this man talking home. They talking home. This man. Praise the Lord. Therefore, you see reason why there must be separation. There must be separation. And after the separation, you must belong to one side. The wheat or the tares. We shall continue next Sunday. Can we bow down our heads? Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. That's your prayer.
Pure and
holy.
Prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Be that
That's our prayer.
Oh, Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare.
Oh, Lord, prepare me.
A sanctuary.
Sanctuary. Pure and holy,
tried and true.
Just talk to God for just 2-3 minutes. I cannot be a tear and you bring me this far in my Christian journey. Take away every wrong influences around me, Lord. Prepare for me a sanctuary for you. Let me be a living sanctuary for you. Let me be the chosen generation that you have ordained me to be. Let me not come so far and be a castaway, Lord. Cast me not away from your presence,
O Lord. Take not
Holy Spirit from me.
Restore unto me
the joy of my salvation.
With you, my strength, and renew
right spirit.
This is my earnest desire.
Oh, give me the power to do your will. That's the prayer of a Christian, a prayer of a believer, a heaven-bound person.
This is my earnest desire.
This is my earnest desire.
The power to do your will.
Oh Lord, I pray.
Sing anointing
flow.
Anointing flow.
Over my head to toe.
Give me the power to do your will.
Oh Lord.
Give me the power to do your will.
Oh Lord, I pray. Say it again.
Sing anointing flow in my life.
Cover my head to toe.
Give me the power to do.
That's our prayer. Say it again.
Sing anointing flow in my life.
Over my head to toe.
Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. Oh, sing anointing
Shall we rise on our feet? Gracious God, thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, we remember the parable of the seed sower. Sown here, circumstances and situation take away out of their heart. You say, some fall by the wayside, some fall on the thorns. Lord God of Israel, we ask, O God, that the seed of word and went forth to God. Let it be in our heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't allow any one of us have a part to be among those people who has what wayside and some heart was thorns. May you never be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Eternal Father, you said, he that have ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. That he that will hear and do has heard the Spirit indeed.
Oh God, as we live now, may it be that we have from the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. That we shall go and do what the Spirit has commanded us to do in the name of Jesus Christ. And live our life here as pilgrim. And be careful on every step, on every altar, on every decision that we take in the name of Jesus Christ.